Welcome, listeners. Welcome, JV Pickers. Josue here, back with working together to bring you a playlist worth getting lost to by our collective brain trust. This week's theme is Go Shazam Yourself. So grab your quarters, pick your dibs. Geek Elite Media presents
Jukebox Vertigo.
Let's find out who's around the table. We have a sweet new guest. His name is Aaron. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
How are you guys? It's a pleasure to have you. It's awesome. We'll come back to you for introductions, but let's all be here together. We have, again, the recurring of the awesomeness, that is Daniel.
Thank you guys for having me yet again for a third time. I love doing the show with you guys. So again, thank you so much for having me on.
You were about to fucking bail on me for a hat trick, so I'm actually really happy that you're here too. So, and of course, as always, we're going to have Keith.
Yo, Josue, we've been doing this a while together, and this is probably the hardest week I've ever had picking songs.
Dude, I'm so pissed about this week. I'll share later. You know what I had to go through. But before we get to that, first and foremost, Aaron, how are you, buddy? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I live in Yuma. I work in cybersecurity. I've been doing Geek Elite since it started. I designed the numerous logos over the years, including the current one that looks like a blue cube. Designed the website, just a lot of behind the scenes stuff. I did do a podcast with Mitch back in the beginning called Standard Definition, where we would watch like the first season of an old TV show. And then we'd have to talk about it, see what we liked, what we didn't like. Could it be rebooted? If it were to be rebooted, who can be like in the cast? Who would be our wish list of cast members and stuff? And, you know, stuff like that.
That's pretty dope. Actually, another Geek Elite member, and actually from its inception. So fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Since the beginning.
Well, that's really cool. And now we actually get to pick your brain music-wise. So this will be very fun. And again, much more personal because it's like the secrets of your Shazam. So I'm excited to get into it. So, but first, let's get a little icebreakers going and let's get some recommendations out in the open because I listen to a lot of shit. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. So 2 weeks worth of new stuff to come out. And let me tell you, there was only one bad thing that actually just actually gave a shit to listen to. Only because I knew, at least I anticipated what I was going to get myself into. I just didn't think it was going to be as that unpleasant. But the Offspring album, Let the Bad Times Roll, was really a whole case of letting the bad times roll. Like, what was the last one was actually really good. Like, Fall from Grace, that one, the 2007 album. Mm-hmm. That one, as much as I kind of wanted to bag on it, because it's just like it wasn't part of the classics, it was actually really fucking good. This one was just really felt just boring the whole time. So I'm sorry to just like shit on this one, but I didn't have a good time in letting the bad times roll. But now everything from here on out is a top shit recommendations. Really, really fun stuff. Let's go with Snoop Dogg. He had a really, really good album called From the Streets to the Suites. Did anybody listen to it?
I did not.
A bit. No.
A bit. Oh, you didn't get to the best one, Keith. The last song is really fucking good. Totally relatable. It's called Left My Weed, and it's really everything about, I swear to God, this whole album is about getting ready. Like, just put on the get ready with me fucking play set list. Jam out to this shit the whole time. And then once you get to the party, you realize that you fucking left your weed. And it's so funny because like Snoop Dogg gets like sassy in part of his raps while he's kind of like talking it through and is like reaching into his bag and now he's mad. It's so fucking funny. But then the hook on like how, who is it, the feature? I'm sure it's Devin the Dude. He just comes in with the fucking like the sweetest hook on How Much of a Bummer. Cause I need it. Oh God. I recommend it. Get to the fucking end of the album. It's really fucking good. The next one is my boy Aleman, Mexican rapper, also had his whole album come out. The last episode I was talking about a single. This one was really fucking good. The whole thing is called Humo en la Trampa. Yeah, Humo en la Trampa 3. Smoke in the Trap, number 3. And holy shit. So the whole thing's really good. Like, he fucking like lets loose and does his fucking thing, fucking popping off, smoking weed and shit. But there's a song in the middle that is not him. It's credit, like the whole thing is like, it's Aleman, Aleman, Aleman. And then in the songs, it's including the features, right? But then this song in the middle called Haciendo Lo Fino is credited to Ramon Contreras. And it just that takes a whole step away from the rap and like the beats. And it becomes an actual like a Mexican like banda song. And it's really fucking good. At first, I thought it was because I missed the name switching. So I thought it was like him taking an actual serious approach to this genre instead of just like making a joke about it or just like kind of like we were talking like the bro country earlier. But there's a lot of like shitty banda that just is all about like the cartel and like the smoking and the shooting and shit. So, but this one, so I thought it was going to be kind of that. But this one, Haciendo Lo Fino, fuck, it's actually really good. So it's just surprising that it's just like out of nowhere in the middle of the album. It's just somebody else and a totally different approach. So again, recommend that song in particular. It's really good. And then taking it back to another fucking set of singles I was talking about last episode and the album actually came out. Dinosaur Jr. had the album come out. Sweep it into space. Sorry. Fuck, it's so good. If you want to have like a chill time, I was telling you that I Ran So Far was like a really good track on it. The whole thing just goes by so quick because you're just like, fuck, you're just throwing back to the 90s and that Dinosaur Jr. sound. And you're just going to love it. Again, another recommendation. It's really good. One that I didn't get to listen to all the way, but it was fun to, like, to just have now. It's Baby Metal. Have 10 Baby Metal years. It was like the greatest hits. And then made me think, it was like, holy shit, Baby Metal's been around for 10 years. Goddamn, that's been a while. So yeah, there was that one.
They still look 12 years old.
They still look 12 years old. Okay, so now those were the albums. Now cutting it to the smaller projects. There was a really, really fucking good EP that came out. The EP itself is called Nowhere, but the actual band is called Victory Over the Sun. And I say band, but I mean that loosely because it was all done by one person. It's let me get the name because this project is just like really fucking incredible. It's only four songs, but the last song, I mean, they're all like, it's a 7-minute song, 2-3-minute song, an 8-minute song, and the last song is just, it's 21 minutes long. And this whole thing was written entirely by one person, Vivian Telinska. So give that shit a go. It's on Bandcamp. Look up Victory Over the Sun. Support like trans band because it's a great artist here. And I followed Twitter and they dress like they have this whole aesthetic of dressing like a 50s mom, like a 50s aesthetic fashion mom. But they're just like riffing on their guitar or a loose fucking bass. It's just really awesome. Mm-hmm. So give that shit a go. Nowhere. It's just, it's heavy as fuck. And it's all one person. Now, singles all around. It's really fucking awesome. My least favorite single, only because it felt more like an interlude or it might be the intro. Gojira has been knocking out all the singles and they had The Chant. It was okay. I think this is going to be a better song with like the previous song or the song after it with it. I don't get why it was a single. It was kind of like, it was okay. Favorite fucking single that came out this week was Mannequin Pussy with Perfect. We had Control. I mean, I've been vibing out to Control and it's been fun driving out to that one, but they finally actually put out their punk and heavy song as they promised. And Perfect is just awesome. Just in your face. Marissa, Missy just fucking kills it. So moving on, a really fucking dope track that I've had a lot of fun listening to was Willow, as in Willow Smith, had Transparent Soul. And it's actually a really dope, a punk rock song with that has Travis Barker doing the drum track. It's really fucking good because she's still doing her Willow thing. She's come a long way from Whip My Hair Back and Forth. And a lot of people just like don't give her enough credit for that because she has this great fucking song on her solo album. And then the way she approaches this song, it's still with a lot of attitude, but it's just like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's like she can't break away of how she sings. So she incorporates that into the song and it just sounds really, really fucking good. So there was that too. Last few songs are back to back Snow the Product songs. There was Never Be Me. Again, really, really good. And then there was BZRP Music Sessions, Volume 39. So there's no title to this track. It's just her being on this other dude's music sessions show, and fucking it, she lets loose. Because in this one, she does a really good job of just like of bouncing back and forth bilingual on not just line or as for a punchline, but verse for verse. It's just really, really good shit. And then last one, this is a really cool surprise. Dave Grohl had put out a single, but it wasn't really him putting out the single. It was with his daughter, Violet Grohl, and the song's called Nausea. It's actually really cool. I don't know if the band is actually Foo Fighters in the back, or it's just maybe just him, since he can play maybe all the instruments and with her, because I hopefully she was one of the instruments too. But the song kicks ass. Like, she takes the vocals, and yeah, the song just sounds really, really good. Okay.
It's actually an homage to X,
ooh,
the California band.
Okay.
There's a whole story behind it where he found out that he's actually distantly related to the drummer from X.
Shut up. That's awesome.
And so he was like thinking about it and stuff like that. So that song is actually an homage to X, which if you never heard X, they're awesome, by the way.
That's really, really cool. Okay. And really cool. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I totally forgot. I didn't place them right. But two albums really quickly also came out is City Girl had See Girl come out. Really, really good shit. I was listening to that while I was reading my comics. A lot of fun. And then Mazzy Star had an album out, but it's not a new album. It's a 1994 live set. It's called Magic Hour, and it's Mazzy Star, just magic. So you're gonna love it. Okay, that's pretty much everything I listened to. let's dive into
what's up. For our guests, don't feel like you have to match as much music as that's what he listens to. He always does. Totally. So.
Okay, I'm sitting here thinking, oh no, what did I get myself into?
No, I mean, I kind of made it a point to just to myself to just like actually dive into all the new stuff I actually do listen to, since this is kind of like my show. But really, no pressure. You just talk about whatever you've been listening to lately. Of like, let's say you were in the last episode. So what have you been listening to in the last like 2 weeks? Like, what have you been jamming to, Aaron?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, I haven't really been listening to a whole lot like at home. While I'm sitting at work, it gets a little monotonous just kind of sitting there at my desk, you know, the whole time doing my thing on the computer. So I just pop in a CD and been listening to a lot of stuff from like Goodwill, just because Goodwill CDs lately are only 99 cents.
Dude, you can buy treasures in Goodwill CDs.
Dude, I found some awesome ones. I've been listening to a lot of Tom Petty. I listened to the Family Values tour from 97. There's some really good ones in there I've been listening to. I've been, you know, I'll throw in a CD, listen to two or three tracks and go, not this one. Put something else on. I found all of Metallica's CDs from the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, went through the whole 80s discography in chronological order at my desk one day, and it took a couple days, but yeah, just stuff like that. It's all pretty random. I'm trying to a lot of it's online, but you know, like, we're not allowed to burn our own CDs and bring them into work because we work in a secure building, so we're only allowed to bring in retail CDs. But I have been listening to like a lot of synthwave stuff. I really do like Time Cop 83. I like Mitch Murder. I like a lot of Black Mill. Claypex is a little harder, but yeah, I like all those things, but I can never find them on CD. I'm probably going to end up having to pay like retail price for those if I want to listen to them at work.
Oh, for sure. Probably ship it out from a particular record store or something like
that. Yeah. Or straight from their like musicbaby.com or something like that, you know.
Well, honestly, that's really cool, because I'm a fan of listening to music that way. Like for a long time, I just really stayed away from radio because it was all just about the hit single.
Exactly.
And I actually just prefer diving into like the whole project. If there's one thing about, I get really excited for a new album. That's why I love talking about all the ones I just did, because I just have this knack where, like, if I'm listening to a new album and I stop midway through for any reason, just have to go out or just pause the music for at any point, I feel like I can't dive into back into it the same way. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's my own thing of just like appreciating a full record, and that's why I like it. And one of my favorite things is the record good enough for a great album closer? It's just one of my favorite things.
Oh, absolutely! Like when I can't think of the name of the album, but the Tom Petty album that I found is the one that has Free Fallin' and Running Down a Dream on it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've only ever heard those few singles that are from that album. Well, I let the entire album run from beginning to end, and I love every single song on that album.
Yeah, no, you realize that there's like
great album.
Yeah, the better songs are hidden in there. It's like, why weren't these? Awesome. Yeah, anything else you want to share?
No, just same old stuff. Just trying to build my Goodwill CD library for work. Usually, if I'm at home, like I repair and refurbish game consoles and handheld consoles and things like that, like PSP and Game Boy, Game Gear. I put new capacitors in them and I resell them or I give them away and or just add them to my ever growing collection. But if I'm sitting there, like at my desk doing some soldering or whatever, I'll throw on like some techno or I'll like put on Hackers, the movie Hackers, for like the 50th time that week, just so I can like listen to Prodigy or Orbital and stuff while I'm doing my thing.
By the way, that Tom Petty album, I think it's Full Moon Fever is the one you're talking
about. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, fuck yeah, dude. I'm hopefully get to come back. Hopefully you'll want to come back so we can like pick your brain on other Goodwill finds, because yeah, like I said, I believe you. There's just so many treasures where you're just like, this is here for $2, like $3. Hell yeah.
I found some good shit at Goodwill. I get really, my buddy tells me I should buy a lottery ticket because I found a working 3D printer at Goodwill.
Wow.
I found a Laserdisc player. It's funny because I told Mitch, I was like, hey, if you know anybody that has a Laserdisc player, I'm trying to find one. I'm starting a Laserdisc collection because, you know, I have a retro game room and what, you know, VHS tapes take up a lot of space and DVDs and Blu-ray are like too new. But I was like, you know what? I love the artwork that's on Laserdiscs and you can find some amazing Laserdiscs, like especially like horror movies, watching them on an old CRT television and stuff. Cool. So I just started collecting Laserdiscs and, you know, sending away for them and stuff and get like, I found like my first pack, I bought like 25 of them for like $30 and they're all like in mint condition. So I was talking to Mitch and I was like, hey, if you know anybody who has a Laserdisc player or looking to get rid of one, you see one in the wild, let me know. And he was like, yeah, sure. Like 2 days later, I was at Goodwill, you know, looking around their electronics section, and I always walk over to where they have like the CD players and DVD players and stuff, and I didn't find anything. So the next day, my wife and I went to Fry's, and our Fry's is right next door to our Goodwill. And I was like, hey, on the way home, let me just stop at Goodwill really quick. She's like, you just went yesterday. She could get kind of frustrated. I was like, I know, but they replenish like every single day. I just want to, we're here. Come on, let me just go look. She's like, fine. I'm just going to stay in the car. I'm not wearing shoes anyway. I'm like, you never wear shoes. But anyway, I go into Goodwill, go straight into the back, and I find a Panasonic Laserdisc player. And I power it up. I try it and it works. My particular one will actually play audio CDs. So I went over to the media section, grabbed some random like Reba McEntire or whatever, tossed it in, saw that it was playing. So I was like, hey, laser works. Everything's good. So brought it home, threw in one of my laser discs. And what do you know? It works. Now I have a working laser disc player. So yeah, I find some pretty amazing stuff at Goodwill.
Oh, dude, again, I fucking believe you. my straight go-to is because I LARP, so I go straight to the toy section and sometimes find like the latest or not like the last year's Nerf gun that's like still $50 to $70, and it's like $5? Fuck yeah, let's do it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's like the greatest find to just like go over there with an arsenal. Yeah, Goodwill is amazing.
Yeah, I found the cassette tapes, audio tapes, Weird Al. I found like probably 9 or 10 of them, and they were 49 cents a piece. So I was like, hell yeah, I love Weird Al. I don't even have a cassette player, but I'm going to buy these because I love Weird Al. Well, one of them was Poodle Hat. Well, Poodle Hat came out right when they phased out cassette tapes. So I remember posting it on Reddit, like, hey, here's my find. I found 10 Weird Al tapes at Goodwill. Well, like 2 years later, some dude messaged me on Reddit and he was like, hey, you still have that Poodle Hat tape? Cause I will pay you top dollar for it. And I didn't think anything of it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You're gonna pay me like $20. And then I was looking around. I couldn't find Poodle Hat on cassette anywhere. I went to all these different websites. I went to Discogs, eBay, Mercari, couldn't find it. So then I messaged the dude back and I was like, yeah, I still have it. I was like, how much are you offering? He goes, I'll give you $100.
Damn.
And I was like, holy shit, this thing cost me 50 cents.
That's a low ball.
Yeah. So I didn't message him back. I didn't message him back right away because I threw it on eBay. And I was like, well, if he's going to give me $100 for it, let me see what I can get on eBay. I ended up getting $250 for it on eBay.
Wow.
Cost me 50 nice. cents, and now I'm constantly on the lookout for Poodle Hat again so I can check it out.
I'm gonna keep an eye on it too then.
Yeah,
well, fuck yeah, now we got to pick your brain a little bit more. That's fucking awesome. We definitely want you over again.
I'm down.
Awesome. We haven't gotten to the good part yet, so Daniel, what have you been listening to?
I'm going to spitfire here, but one of the things I will go into a little bit of detail. I've been listening to Lissy. She was basically is the Lana Del Rey before Lana Del Rey happened. Right. She has her own covers. She also has her own like original music. She has an amazing cover of Kid Cudi's Pursuit of Happiness. And then
did send me that one.
Yes, and she has an amazing cover of Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. So it's all accompanied by like that kind of like big band kind of thing. Has like, you know, that same feel as Lana Del Rey, and she has new singles as well. Has worked with a couple of other EDM artists. So just great overall. I've been listening to a lot of Gorilla still. I have some Kiffs on here. I have some A Perfect Circle. I have some Biggie. I have some Killswitch Engage, Morgan Page. It's been all over the place again this week.
Nice. Anything else you want to share? Or just like last bits. I don't want to just move on without you being like, and there was one more thing.
Oh, three teeth. Like they're actually pretty good. Nah, so they're pretty awesome. But other than that,
you said three teeth?
Three teeth, yes.
Nice. Okay.
That's it.
Awesome. And Keith, what have you been jamming to?
Only one new thing. And when you started off, I only listened to one bad new thing. I thought you were going to mention this and I was going to be very upset with you. We have three tracks from the new Billie Eilish album that's coming out later this year.
Oh.
And it's very good is what I'll say. I'm very excited for the album. I love Billie Eilish. So, yeah. Other than that, I didn't listen to a lot that I don't talk about basically every week, but
yeah.
There are two exceptions to that. One of my favorite podcasts I've talked about on the show before, Song Versus Song, where they put two songs against each other that are kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
It came out this week, and the songs they chose were Veruca Salt's Seether versus Cannonball by the Breeders. So both chick rock bands from the 90s.
Who?
And that sent me down a bit of a hole for both of those bands because I love them both. And for the record, the correct answer is Seether. Seether's the better song. And the band Seether is actually named after the song Seether, by the way.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and then that led me to a different path because of Sway. We talked about this, how Dave Grohl, you sent me the link. Dave Grohl did a version of Everlong where he kind of told the story of Everlong.
Yeah.
I have more to add to that story that came in this podcast, actually, of all places.
Oh, cool.
So he wrote Everlong when he was getting divorced. His wife had basically kicked him out and he was all but homeless basically. And, he actually was already seeing another woman. Whether he was cheating on his wife or not is up for grabs, but, he was already seeing another woman, and that woman is actually a member of Veruca Salt.
Oh, nice.
She was Louise Post. She was the lead guitarist and one of the two vocalists. And so they were seeing each other. And that song is about her, about Louise Post.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to say this and you're going to be confused. She does the backing vocals on that.
Get the fuck out. Really?
So the question is, what backing vocals? So, the guitar, if you listen when he's strumming the doot, 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 she's actually vocalizing doot, doot, doot in the background.
Oh, so those doo-doos are in the song? He's not just doing that after the song came out? Oh my God.
And she harmonizes on the chorus, but they digitized her voice a bit, so it's not recognizable as, like, her voice.
Yeah.
But I went back and listened to it after finding this out. And yeah, she's very much harmonizing with him. It's very cool. It's like one of the best songs in rock history, and I'm finding new stuff about it's just awesome. So
yeah, no, it totally is.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's basically the two things that I just love Veruca Salt. I loved 90s chick rock. It was totally. Probably the best era to be a chick in rock. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Veruca Salt specifically is great. Also, when I was a little kid, my first crush was Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. because she knew what she wanted, Josue. She was a woman in control. And she,
oh, God, she was terrible. Wanted.
My name's Elvira.
Well, my... Josue, my taste in women is clear. I like terrible women. No.
Yeah, I know. Like, she was a bad egg.
She was a bad egg. Yeah, but anyways. So yeah, Veruca Salt and the Breeders and 100 other 90s rock bands that are started girls, except for Hole sucks. Fuck Courtney Love. But
Luscious Jackson.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. And then like you can go into the more like soft stuff like Letters to Cleo as well and stuff. It's just a great era to be a female singer. So but yeah, that's mostly what I've been listening to. That's not related to this playlist because I honestly had to do a lot of research this week, at least the last 2 weeks. So
at least you did. Cool. All right, let's move on to the actual jukebox. And the new page entry is Go Shazam Yourself. And that was really, I'm really excited for this one, just to dig into your guys' phones, because this one came to me like very, very late, last iteration. When we were trying to come up with new categories, like, oh shit, this actually would be really interesting. And I didn't think I was going to have to, but I should have screen capped a lot, like the whole list, because let me tell you a little bit about my weeks, last 2 weeks. I was really excited for this fucking category. I really want to dive into my phone and really get down to like, what did I really Shazam? Because it's been a while since I've actually Shazam stuff. But then I remember the last time I actually did check through the library, I had stuff that it still kept log of stuff I had Shazam from like the first time from like 2013. So I was excited to scroll for some of these picks or three of these picks. And then because a couple of weeks ago I got a new phone and after 10 years with Apple, I went back to Samsung. It just didn't just sync all the way. And I just don't have a fucking library to share with y'all on what I Shazam the last fucking 10 years. And I'm just so pissed. I don't get to like dive into my history with y'all. So I just had a really very rushed week on stuff I had to really ring out in my ears to really share with y'all on the new stuff I had to Shazam. So I'm really pissed at myself. I couldn't find my library. I fucking tried in websites, on the actual website and laptop and on my phone. There was like two, maybe three possible emails and no, they're just gone. So I'm sorry. I'm going to give you the new stuff and y'all just kind of like it because I did. I did remember one that had to make sense. I did have to Shazam. So that was my week with this thing. It was my category, and I completely just fucking boofed it and just stupid me. Aaron, have you ever used Shazam? I'm assuming you would since you're on this episode.
Oh, yeah. I actually have SoundHound.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I brought SoundHound. I called it SoundCloud. But yeah, SoundHound is the other one that was valid.
But yeah, I could have just said yes, but I always had to make stuff difficult. Sorry.
Yeah, we're hipsters here, so like we don't use the traditional thing ever.
I did notice that my SoundHound has a lot of trouble. I have an iPhone 11 Pro, and I did notice that my SoundHound does struggle with a lot of songs. Like it'll say, "Oh, I can't hear anything," or "I don't know what this is." But then I'll ask Siri. And she uses Shazam, and it pops up in like 3 seconds.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to delete SoundHound and probably get Shazam or something.
I use Shazam, to be honest.
I tried looking into my SoundHound, too, and just, again, erased. So, fuck.
Awesome, but now it sucks.
Yeah.
Because you have an iPhone, if you have Apple Music, Shazam connects to your Apple Music, too.
So that's red. I don't have Apple Music. I have Spotify because I have like Google Nest and Alexa and stuff, and
yeah,
both work perfectly on Spotify. So
yes. I have the exact same thing throughout the apartment. It works wonders.
I'm so mismatched.
Daniel, how have you gone about Shazamming songs?
Whatever, you know, the past couple of weeks, it's actually been what I've been watching on TV. And, you know, if a song, you know, is playing in the background and scene or watching a movie, same thing. And Yeah, that's how I've been Shazamming everything. And yeah, that's a couple of the songs I picked out are because they were playing in the background of a movie or a TV show.
Ooh, nice. You want soundtracks? I would take a similar approach, but yeah, nice. I'm excited. And Keith, you've been Shazamming a long time?
Yeah, for a long, long time. For those who know me at all, you know that I love knowing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being the one to initiate conversations about things. So anytime me and my friends are at, you know, a restaurant, or we're walking down the street, or watching a television show, and I hear a song, and I have any interest in it whatsoever, boom, Shazam's out. And I'm trying to figure out, what is this? Who is this? You know, what's going on? So I use it for a lot of different things. There's a lot of different reasons to Shazam too, which I think is cool. Like, maybe you hear a hook that's a sample of a song you know,
yeah,
and you want to know who sampled this. You know, who dares to sample? You know?
I'm guilty of that same thing.
Yep. Or like you hear a cover and you're like, who covered the Beatles? And then you find out, oh, this is actually really dope. So, and then sometimes this, I think this is pretty unique to me. As I said, I like to know everything. I'll hear a song, and I absolutely know the song, and I know the name, and I just cannot think of it. And I want to bring it up to the person I'm with, but I don't want to sound stupid, so I quickly Shazam it so I have the name. So that's why there's some really big pop songs on my Shazam list, but it's not, they're not going to make my actual cut, so yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had tracks like that too, where it was just like, because I can't remember what the name of the track is, or the person, it was just like, it's got to be Shazam. Now, you know, it's in there. But honestly, to like, at least to me, it always felt like a compliment when somebody had to Shazam the shit that you're playing. Instead of just like asking you what was playing, you just see somebody like Shazam is like, nice. They're into it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's get down to our picks. Let's get into it. I'm really pissed at myself. I couldn't just like just saved it some way, one way or another.
You could have just lied. I would have never called you on it.
No, but I had to share. I gotta be honest on my show. I had to share. And also it was just, fuck, it was just shitty. So anyway, the first one was is a soundtrack, and I actually really like the song. Where it's a very new movie, and it really just caught my attention as it was playing. And it's called "A Glowing Light, A Promise" by Makeup and Vanity Set. And the song is a song that plays when in Godzilla vs. Kong. When Millie Bobby Brown and the friend take off on the van, there's like an 80s vibe sound that plays with a cool fucking warping sound. And as I was playing it, like at the last second, because it's been on my mind, like every time I play, I've watched this movie so many fucking times, and like tomorrow's like the last day I get to watch it, probably for like ever, before I have to like really pay for it. And it's been on my mind, but I just never thought of looking it up, and then I had this clusterfuck of not having a history, so I was like, I should Shazam this. And as I'm doing it, I was like, wait, what if this is not like an actual song and it's more like of a part of the score and it won't be that available, because sometimes they don't do that. And in that moment, instantly it was just like, oh, no, it's a song. So I get to add it, and it's actually more of an instrumental. There's like it's only in the beginning and at the end, there's like just some like spoken words, but it's just more like kind of like somebody talking into a walkie-talkie type of thing. And the whole thing is just an instrumental. So a good way to start it, just nice and casual and cool. And chill. So, moving on. Aaron, what have you had to Shazam?
I've been doing random stuff. Like, one of the things I Shazammed just a couple weeks ago was we had a lunch meeting at work at Buffalo Wild Wings. And as soon as we were done, you know, we're done BSing and whatever, we're walking out the door and a song comes on. I'm like, I know this song. Where the hell have I heard this before? And then I pull my phone out, and my buddies are like, are you coming? Like, we're like going back to work. And I was like, hang on, I'm trying to figure this out. And the guy's like, all right, well, see you at work, I guess.
When you're like, you ruined it, now I got to start over.
I'm like, shut your mouth.
This is incredibly important, guy.
Yeah, so then I ended up pulling it up, and it's Cannibal by Silver Sun Pickups.
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember like, oh, man, I really like this song, but who the fuck is this? So yeah, that's one that I did. And ended up listening to it on Spotify on the way back to work.
And that's actually really cool. Third episode in, and we get Silver Sun pickups. Last iteration took forever. And then I added it, but we only had one Silver Sun pickup song. So fuck yeah. Oh, nice. Cool. So, Daniel, what's your Shazam?
So, this one is kind of cheating because I posted it on my Facebook, but it's the infamous Zemo dancing scene from the Falcon Winter Soldier.
Dude, yes.
So, you know, obviously the first clip, you know, it's very short. Shazam couldn't get it in time. But once Disney and Marvel, you know, studios released the full-length video, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, here's my chance. And so I Shazammed it, and it's Jim Davies Caged, and it's the Empyrean remix. And it's kind of like the first pick that you went with, Josue. So it's kind of like, it has vocals in the beginning, but then it gets very industrial and, like, dubstep-y. But yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But I fucking love this one.
Dude, this song was awesome in that episode. It almost felt like naughty, like we shouldn't be in this club. And then particularly just because of the song, just felt like completely not MCU. But I was like, I like this. I like this a lot. So thank you for adding it. Thank you for looking it up.
Yeah.
Awesome. Keith, what's on your phone? What's your Shazam?
Oh my God, so many. So I went back and I had over 100 for the record.
Oh my God.
So I narrowed it down and I got down to 9. And I did something I've never had to do for the playlist. I made a playlist of the 9 songs and I've been listening to it for 2 weeks, basically.
Tell me more.
So my first one I'm going to put is, this is going to be really ironic because if anyone knows me, they know I fucking hate lame, boring white rappers. They're the worst people on the planet. But this song actually features a lame, boring white rapper. So it's G-Eazy. Of all of them, too, I know.
I hate you.
The artist is Say Grace. So
okay.
G-Eazy is the feature. Okay.
Okay, that's better.
This actually samples the song You Don't Own Me. And that's the name of the title of the song as well, You Don't Own Me. And it's this incredible song, and you'll know it when you hear it, because it's a really, really popular song from the 60s by Leslie Gore, who just passed away, by the way. But it's very much a feminist, like, badass anthem, where it's like, you know, don't treat me like one of your toys and stuff like that. And that was really badass back in the 60s, you know? So, this singer, Say Grace, re-sang that song. Instead of sampling it, she actually sang the song, and then G-Eazy did like some rap bits onto it, which he sounds fine. It's the best he's ever sounded, of course. But yeah, no, it's really cool. It's like, you just gotta check it out. It's really good. But I distinctly remember this one. A restaurant. There we go. I don't know why I said that. I was in a restaurant and it was trivia night. And between the commercial or between the questions, while they're waiting for you to write down your answers, they play songs. And this started, and this was one of those situations where I'm like, who covered this? Like, I'm like, who would ever like, it's like covering Patsy Cline. Like, who covered Blue? Ooh, like, what? God, Jesus. Like, and it was Leanne Rimes, by the way. But anyways, so You Don't Own Me. That's the other thing I was going to mention. I remember where I Shazammed each of these. So I'll be telling you. So yeah.
Nice. The first one was in my room, by the way. My first pick was in Shazam in my room this week.
Of course.
The next pick.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Yeah. The Yellow Claw remix?
No, I just have the bass version.
Oh, no, no. I was asking Osway, the Yellow Claw remix of In My Room.
Oh.
That's going to be a no, probably, then.
Sorry.
And Keith, I honestly thought you were going to go with Machine Gun Kelly.
No.
For lame stuff. No, and this is also serious stuff you want to add to the jukebox, too. We don't want to add Machine Gun Kelly to jukebox.
Machine Gun Kelly was on the last playlist, by the way.
I know, but I didn't add him.
That was Tanner's fault.
Yeah, Tanner. Tanner's a fun one. Always welcomed, but a fun one. All right. So, for my pick number two is something I should always have been doing every time I've been going every week. And that's the lovely place that is Books with Pictures, where I go to buy my comics every Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's a lovely person that works there. His name is Nick Orr. And he's always jamming out to like the best music. Like I'm just always like in just like in this chill state, just picking out my comics from like the walls and the shelves and just having such a great time because he tends to play stuff, beautiful stuff like Black Dog by Arler Parks. And as that's what I Shazam this week. And I was like, wow, this is just so fucking lovely. And a great song too. Like, God, it's like, again, it's something I'm going to be doing every time I just go back to my corner in the store and just like, before I get my picks, just Shazam it while I know what I'm just like jamming out to later or just like picking out my stuff to later. But yeah, highly recommend this one. It's just such a great song. Black Dog, Arlo Parks. I can't remember the particular line. I'm just like, I'm really fond of right now, but you'll know when you hear it because it is, again, just lovely. Thanks again, Nick. So, Aaron, what have you soundhanded or Shazammed?
Okay, so my daughter works at Hot Topic.
Nice.
My oldest does. And I went in there not too long ago and I heard something that sounded freaking great. I was like, who is this? And they're like, oh, I don't know. It's controlled by satellite. We don't have any say over it, so we don't even know what's playing. Like, all right, cool. So I ended up having to sound hound it, and it was a Night Boast by Night Beast. I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of it before, but he's kind of funny. He does like some raps. He does a little bit of rock stuff, but almost all of his songs are like really like comedic. Yeah. And yeah, he's really good. I don't even know if I've even tried to look for it on Spotify, but I was like, oh, this is great. And I ended up downloading his whole album, and I think it came out in like 2010 or something like that. 2008 is when it came out.
So, oh. So it was Night Beast. And what was the name of the track again?
Night Boast.
Night Boast.
He's like talking about himself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty great. If you get a chance, if you could find it, listen to it. It's funny.
Yeah, we'll look for it.
I knew I did right by swapping the slots between you and Daniel. So, holy shit, going from Baller Parks to Night Beast. This is going to be fucking great. All right, Daniel. What yes. have you Shazammed? What have you also Shazammed?
Man, the last two picks are actually from Invincible. This one is from the pilot episode. I can't remember the specific scene, but it's Knock Me Off My Feet by Soak.
Soak, S-O-A-K?
Yes, S-O-A-K. Again, can't remember the particular scene, but it's from the show Invincible. That's all I remember.
Nice.
And you really liked it. Cool.
Yes. Dude, very hipstery, awesome, very emotionally, you know, getting in tune with my emotions again. Not going to lie, but yeah.
I mean, that's what the app is for. You Shazammed it because you liked it, and we're all going to get into it because of you. So thank you. Keith, what's your next Shazam pick out of your 100-plus songs? God, I wish I had my list, too.
Okay, this is one of those ones that I'm like, I should fucking know this song. I hear it everywhere. Why don't I know the name of this song?
I love it.
And you all know this song, probably. I mean, everybody knows this song. But it's not one of those super massive hits I was talking about before. It's Borns and the song Electric Love.
Oh, hell yeah. I saw them live, too. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. I love this song, and like... like that moment, you know, when they hold the note for Electric Love, like they go on, like, holy crap, that's like a soaring moment in music for me. I fucking love that moment. It's amazing. Like, I just feel really like free. I don't know. And I feel like just spreading my arms like crazy, like a crazy person. So I love this song. It's really, really great. This one, I told you guys I was going to give the story behind each one of these. This one. We were walking down the street of, or we were walking down Mill Avenue, actually, in Tempe.
Cool.
And we were walking past one of the restaurants that plays their own music. And we were heading down to go get to Restaurant Mexico. Rest in peace, Restaurant Mexico. You're the best Mexican food in Arizona, which is now a fucking Taco Bell, for the record. but we were walking that way and they were playing it. And I stopped my friends dead. And I'm like, I just need a moment. And like, literally, they probably know the name of the song, but I didn't want to ask them. And I'm like, I got to see something on my phone. And I checked and I was like, okay, we're good. And then I'm like, hey, that song by Borns is really good. Like, I'm such a poser, guys. So, like, yeah, Yeah, but yeah, that's my second song. I love this song, and I'm glad I saw it on my Shazam, because I would have never thought to add it to the playlist, but it totally deserves to be here.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. I love those kinds of picks. I love them. So my last Shazam pick that I know I did Shazam is one, just because I'm very fond of this song. And I know from who I Shazammed it from my really good friend Iraq, who I moved up here with. He was playing, jamming out to this song, and I was like, I have to fucking know what this is. It is, I call it Droogs, because it's spelled like Droogs, like in Clockwork Orange. But it's Drugs, because it's a remix to Anderson .Paak's song Drugs. And yeah, it's called Drugs with two O's instead. And it's by No Worries, or NX Worries. And it's a duo. It's a collaboration duo with Anderson .Paak and a hip hop producer Knowledge. And it's really fucking good. It's really one of like some of the early stuff like you kind of get to hear from Anderson .Paak before. Now he's just fucking Anderson .Paak. But this is just really fucking fun. Like, it has Link Up and Suede, which are just damn good songs. But instead of just like, I mean, I'm sure he incorporated some of the music into it, but just working with producer Knowledge, they're just great fucking songs. To which later at Everyday Music, a record store up here, out of nowhere, I was able to find a physical vinyl record of this thing. Like, I never thought this even would actually ever exist. And shit, it's like a personal treasure of mine. So yeah, I should definitely Shazam it from that guy, because he would always just constantly play dope ass music. So, and I'm glad to be adding it to this one, because I know it's in the last iteration, but under a different category. But now, yeah, it's under here, and it feels right. So, Drugs by No Worries.
Drugs, okay.
But it's NX Worries, one word, and Drugs with two O's instead of a U. So, last round going. Aaron, what's your last Shazam pick?
Be Plowed by Sponge.
Yes. No intro whatsoever. So, just fucking right into it. I love it.
I love 90s music. I love 90s movies. Well, we recently, like a week ago, just watched Empire Records again for like probably the 50th time. And the song at the end, when they're doing the like the concert outside and whatever, had this awesome freaking song, you know, in the chorus. It was like, say a prayer for me, whatever. And I can't sing, so forgive me. You can cut that out. But I thought that was so awesome. I was like, well, man, who the hell is this? So I sound hounded it and didn't work. So I had to ask Siri, and she told me, and it was, it's Plowed by Sponge. And I ended up, listening to it, I put in my AirPods, listened to it like 3 or 4 times. I was like, man, that's a rad freaking song.
Yeah.
Right. When you get to find like that soundtrack song, or you get to hear like the full version instead of just like the little scene that you know it for.
Yeah. And of course, you know, like, yeah, the only word lyrics in it I know, I didn't think I heard the word plowed like once. So of course I'm not going to be able to look at the soundtrack and find what the hell that song is. So I had to, I had to sound hound it.
Yeah. Nice.
I would like to point out, this is the second episode in a row that Empire Records has gotten a shout out.
That's true.
So I'm going to start hiding Empire Records lines in all of my reviews.
Do it.
Do it, dude. I'd fucking love it. All right. And
we're calling people Warren.
Yes.
Daniel.
Yeah, so the last pick is not from episode 7 of Invincible. It was from actually from episode 6. This is when when they go back to the Rick's dorm, and Mark is trying to actually, you know, find a way to say he's sorry to Amber. So he walks into the room and she's passed out, you're pretending to be passed out, and they both cry. But it's and I just dropped my phone. It's chapter 6, Many Mistakes, by Jack Sanderson.
Nice.
Jack Sanderson. Oops. I'm all over the place with my keyboard. Cool. Awesome. Cool. Many Mistakes, Jack Sanderson. Thank you. Once I watch these, I'm like, oh, this is the song he's talking about. I love it. And Keith, how are you going to close off this episode with your Shazam picks?
Okay. As always, because I go last, I like to throw out my honorable mentions before the big reveal.
Yeah.
I had over 100, as I said, so I'm not going to do that. I will say that Low Life by That Poppy was on there, and oh, I was tempted. but it'll be on there another time, I'm sure. I found an EDM track, actually, that I really liked by a guy named Hallman, and it's a song called Every Battle, which I really dug. Freak by Suburban was really cool, but it was kind of like a like ICP if they weren't lame. And then I told Osway one of the cool things about this, and I kind of mentioned at the beginning of the episode, is finding covers.
Yeah.
You know, and I had two covers that I was like, I'm only going to let one of these on the playlist, and neither of them actually made the cut. So one is the Lemonheads version of Mrs. Robinson.
Nice.
Which is really good. And the other is Rancid doing Ruby Soho. So.
Oh, I love that one. It's a great one. Yeah. It's such a good one.
Yeah. So, but. My final pick is actually a hip hop track.
Cool.
And it's by a young female artist that we don't really know very well yet. But she's, and this is a trademark Keith prediction, gonna be a big deal. Okay. So her name is Tierra Whack, W-H-A-C-K. Some people have been like comparing her or saying she's probably going to be the new Missy Elliott, which I don't know if I'm comfortable with that yet, but that's I really like her music. Yeah. I found her because it was a commercial and I was like, oh, what's this commercial? And it was for Apple products. That's what it was. And I found out she's actually the star of the commercial. I didn't realize that. But she actually has two songs in that. The first one's called Feel Good. That's not the one I picked. I picked Peppers and Onions. And this song is excellent. I fucking love it. Like, it's really basic, but it's also like, she's, you know, Missy's fun. You know what I mean? I think that's how they came up with the comparison to Missy Elliott, was that Missy Elliott is just a fun performer. You know what I mean? And this chick very much comes off that way. Like, she's having fun, like, and she has no problem dropping her voice down to a little bass every once in a while, you know, like just giving you a great experience. So she's, I mean, me and Josue talk about female rappers a lot, modern female rappers, because we're big fans of Megan and, you know, and Cardi's
Snow the product.
Snow's great. Yeah. But like, she's pretty different than all of them, in my opinion. And yeah, I'm really digging it. So totally check it out, Josue Specific. I think you'll really like it.
Dope.
And the lyrics are great. You know, I'm a lyric guy, so it's very much like, it's really empowering without being cheesy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the main hook is like, what was it? It's basically saying, I'm only human is basically the hook of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I'm trying to remember the exact line. It was like, I don't want to be judged. That's what it is. I don't want to be judged. I just want to be me. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, this is cool. So, yeah. So, Tierra Whack, Peppers and Onions.
Nice. And it's cool that they call it. They kind of found it through a commercial, because one of my favorite bands now, I ended up finding them through like a JBL commercial. It was a band that just didn't really seem that fictitious for the commercial. So, I was like, I have to look this up. Like, what the fuck is this? Because it was a JBL commercial, and that's how I found The Joy Formidable.
Like, oh yeah, they're great.
A long time ago, and it's like, this band looks a little too real, but you couldn't really get the song out of it. I couldn't Shazam it at the time, as much as I actually did want to. I just had to do like my own Google search. I was like, what was that one band in that JBL commercial? It's like, I finally found like a name of a band. It's like, that sounds right. And it's like, yeah, that's the fucking girl. So yeah, I kind of just found the band in a similar way. Nice. These are all fucking awesome picks. Again, such a sensation of musical vertigo on here. So I'm going to love adding these. Yeah. Now we get to close this page and move on to the next section. New releases. It's like almost 10 o'clock. We get to see some new shit since it's like midnight on the East Coast. Keith, do you see any new stuff that you're excited for?
I see a few things, but nothing this week. This week looks really weak, actually.
Oh my God, it's out.
You okay, bro?
Yeah, I'll wait till my turn.
Okay. But coming up before our next recording, we are getting a couple things I'm excited about. First of all, we're finally getting Van Weezer from Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been teased forever, you know. Like, I'm so excited for that. Also, we are getting the Amy Winehouse live album at the BBC.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'm definitely getting that. So, I mean, it's just, she's great. And then Baby Rexha is actually coming out that same week. So Baby Rexha is great, and she actually performed at WrestleMania. So, yeah, I'm excited. So that's, once again, another WrestleMania reference to Jukebox Vertigo. So, yeah, that's all I see, man, that I even give a shit about. I'll be honest with you.
Cool, because I give a shit a little about a little things I've seen. 21 Savage has a single out for the Spiral Jigsaw movie or a Saw movie. That's not really like the main thing. No, that's not what I screamed out for. I'll get to that last. This is also just a fun surprise. There's an Editors in Silencio, another greatest hits album for like 29 songs. So definitely going to give that shit a go. A new Manchester Orchestra album, Million Masks of God. Definitely going to give that shit a go. And what I was actually fucking excited for, it's actually out, Gorgeira, Fortitude. Oh, God. Because I'm really excited for it. All the singles were fucking excellent. I know I've ranted about the champ, but now I actually get to listen to it with, where is it? Oh, it's right in the middle. I fucking knew it was like an interlude piece. Because right now, I still hold as Harakiri for the Sky, Mare as album of the year. It's a fantastic metal album. But now I get Gorgeira, so fuck yes. Now I just want to close out this episode so I can record the other one so I can listen to this and play Pokemon Snap at the same time. So yes, moving on. Keith, what is in the roulette?
Our next category for our next show is going to be B-sides.
B-sides? Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah.
So we have some pretty set rules on this one. We'll reconvene and make sure we're on the same page with everybody. So yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Awesome. Fuck yeah, we did the roulette. Well, that concludes this episode of Jukebox Vertigo. Thank you to the co-host for the great picks. Rounding off all the plugins. So, Aaron, anything you want to plug in? Where can we find you? Any shows you're on?
I actually have a YouTube channel called Ambiguously Brown, where I just do random random stuff. Lately, I've been doing some gaming, like console repair and, you know, stupid crap like that. And I also have just within the last maybe 3 weeks started streaming on Twitch. And I am the Ambiguously Brown. I know that sounds very pretentious and whatever, but they only let you change your name like once every 60 days. And after I changed it, I was like, oh, Ambiguously Brown Live sounds a lot better, but I couldn't change it. So now I'm stuck. So yeah, those are the two things that I've been doing lately.
Awesome. Sweet. Daniel, your plugs.
Yeah, you can find me doing a show with Mitch, Televised Heroics. We're currently talking about Invincible, so it's kind of funny how this all lined up. And then we're going to go ahead and cover the finale here in the next couple of days. Really excited about that. And you can also find me on Twitter at SuperCommieDaniel.
Fuck yeah. And Keith, your round of plugs.
For the record, those are audio listeners, when he says super commie Daniel, he means K-A-M-I, not commie as in communist.
Yes, please.
I just heard it that way, so that's actually great. Danny, you gotta make an alt account.
Yes. So you can find me at WHI Podcast Keith. As you might know, that is a reference to our other show, We Have Issues, which you can find at WHI Podcast. So both those on Twitter. You can find our producer, Liz, at WHI Podcast Liz. And I'll let Josue take it from there.
And you can find me on Twitter at Josue Reads Josue. And of course, thank you to you, the listeners, for your continued support on this musical sharing ride. You can also follow us on Twitter at Geekly Media for all geek shows adjacent, and at Jukebox Vertigo, where a public playlist will be added and shared weekly, as well as a short playlist to go with every new episode with our picks. Now let loose with your jams and geek out.